Have you never been there? Can you? Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, and having their consciences seared with a hot iron. People professing Christians are having their consciences seared constantly by rejecting the voice of the Holy Spirit, saying this is the way, walk ye in it, and doing just the opposite, following and living according to the mystery of iniquity while claiming to be followers of Christ. And the world looks on and they said, this is ridiculous. You people are just pure hypocrites. And they have a right to say that. That's exactly what the homosexual community is arguing with regard to professing Christians who argue against homosexuality but are divorcing their spouses and remarrying, serial remarriage, which the homosexual community well knows is clearly spoken against as hateful and despicable to God. Now, you know why we talk about the marriage issue so much? Because it is front row center to reveal how we're living the mystery of iniquity, not the mystery of godliness. We don't want to speak the lies in hypocrisy. We don't want our lies to reveal a hypocritical viewpoint, do we? No, we want them to reveal God in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. By the way, that's the only hope for America. Thanks for joining us here today on Viewpoint. Become a partner, send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Make sure you call and get your 16-month Jewish calendar, $13 plus $5 postage and handling. And friends, pray for us. These are difficult times. We'll be back with you tomorrow, Lord willing. Keep the faith. Believe God.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Jeff Chris.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and of course what we talk about will be what you want to talk about. I thought we'd start, though, talking about what's going on with the financial situation, and President Obama assures us things are getting better. Oh, well, it sort of reminds me of George Bush, you know, supposedly landing this plane on a naval carrier with a big banner saying, mission accomplished, mission accomplished. This was right after we invaded Iraq. The mission was accomplished, you know, the war was over, and well, the war wasn't over, and the war is not over yet. Suddenly, we may have said we pulled out the last combat brigade, but we've left 50,000 troops there. And then, of course, we have, probably 100,000 military contractors. Many of the men who've come out of the military haven't been able to get a job, and so they've been very anxious to take these military contractor jobs. After all, they're for people trained in the military. They get two or three times the salary they were getting before, and they're going right back over there. We have almost 100,000 contractors in Iraq. We have almost 100,000 contractors in Afghanistan, in addition to about 90,000 troops in Afghanistan. But don't you feel great to know that the war is over? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's sort of like President Obama saying that the economy is recovering, but the economy is not recovering. We certainly had probably the worst month we've ever had as far as housing, People just aren't buying houses today, and more people are losing their homes. The Obama administration, sells, you know, they can solve all the problems. We hear a lot about the eggs. I think 500 million eggs have been recalled. And the underlying theme is we've got to have the government get in here and solve this problem. But if you look and see what they've done with the housing program, why they've had 8 different programs to solve the housing problem, and none of them have worked. 8 programs and none have worked, and we're supposed to think that they're going to be able to give us safe eggs. Ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing about eggs is a scam. How many people got the salmonella from the eggs? Can they prove it? How many of the eggs, what percentage of the eggs are contaminated? You notice they never mention that. How do they know they got the salmonella from the eggs and not from something else? They never tell us that. Basically, they create our reality, and night after night after night after night after night, you hear about how the salmonella comes from the eggs, and we're supposed to believe that they're telling us the truth, and that we need to give more power to the federal government that has had 8 different programs to help housing, and housing's worse than it's ever been. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And right now we have Sandy calling from Spokane. If you want to call in, please do. But hi, Sandy. How you doing?
Oh, okay. I just went to the dentist today because I had a dark tooth on my, it was turning brown on my lower jaw. And a lower level of my teeth, and they told me that that she did clean it off, and it got off fine, and I was worried about it, but she told me, and I just wanted to warn people that Crest Pro Health turns your teeth brown.
It's a particular
fluoride that turns your teeth brown, and they're doing it on purpose apparently. So that's, the dentist confirmed that too.
All right, fine. I hadn't heard that, but I wouldn't be surprised. We do know that fluoride actually causes brown spots on teeth, but I did not know that there was enough fluoride in the in the toothpaste to do that. It could very well be. Certainly there's a toxic level of fluoride, because you're told if you were to swallow, or somebody was to swallow, you know, a very much in the way of toothpaste, even the little amount that you actually put on your tooth, a brush, but if you were to swallow that, you should immediately go to a poison center. So fluoride is a poison, and why are they putting it in the toothpaste? Well, the reason they put it there is because it kills the bacteria. And cavities are related to bacteria, so they're killing the bacteria in your mouth with the fluoride, but there are other ways to do it that are nowhere near as dangerous as fluoridated toothpaste.
The strange thing is this is a toothpaste that's advertised on television. I've seen the ads. That's why I got it. To make your teeth whiter. Yeah.
Well, I really don't know anything about it, Sandy. I'm not an expert. Maybe somebody else could call in and give some more information, but I appreciate so much your letting us know.
So I just wanted to warn people that they think it's on purpose to sell whitening products.
Well, I can't comment on it, but nothing would surprise me. Okay, anything else, Sandy?
No, that's it for now.
All right, fine. Well, thank you so very much for calling, and thank you very much for letting us know. And I'm glad that your dentist was able to clean up your teeth and get them looking fairly well.
Yeah, they're fine now.
Okay, fine.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. All right.
Bye-bye.
That was Sandy calling Spokane. And so if you have anything you'd like to talk about, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Well, right now, of course, maybe I thought we'd talk a little bit about what's happening as far as the market is concerned, because more and more people are losing their jobs, more and more people are losing their homes. But of course, we're finding that an awful lot of stores and store chains are beginning to close down. Certainly Abercrombie and Fitch, which has been certainly a a marketer of upper level of clothing. Abercrombie & Fitch is planning on closing a number of their stores across the country. A number of the chains which have been selling, say, Indian clothes or clothes that are made in China, they're actually having to close down. And they're certainly opening up as discount stores, anything at all to get people there. But we'll be back in just a moment. Well, Dr. Stan, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open line. We're simply pointing out that suddenly an awful lot of stores are beginning to close down. Abercrombie & Fitch is going to begin closing more and more of its stores. Several of the large clothing chains are closing down because they're just not getting enough sales. And, of course, most of these discount stores are depending upon large volume, and they're just not having the volume that they've had in the past. And Chris, a lot of these stores are opened using borrowed money. And when you can't pay back the borrowed money, well, you don't have much choice other than to just simply close down. And to see, we're seeing a tremendous number of people who've made investments in the past. They were going to make a fortune by using borrowed money, believing the economy was going to continue to expand. And we're talking about multi-billion dollar developments, say in New York City, massive condominium developments. But they're not able to make their loan payments, and they're simply having to default on their loans. And we're seeing this. Many of the major video stores that we've had all across the country, the stores that you've gone to in the past, they're having to close down. They no longer can compete with the Netflix and the other people who are selling videos by mail or renting videos by mail. My son actually uses Netflix. He's very, very pleased with the product and the ready exchange and the cooperative manner that they have. Certainly the people who are lending money, the major banks are doing everything they can to try to get people to pay off their loans because more and more people are simply defaulting on their loans. There's an interesting article in the latest forecaster, certainly Bob Chapman's forecaster, talking about Richard Russell, who's been certainly giving advice on the stock market ever since I can remember. I can remember Richard Russell 48 years ago when I first got started going in this. I thought he was an old man at the time, but he's still there. He still has the newsletter. He still has the Russell Index. But recently, for the first time that I can ever remember, he has given a recommendation to all of his people who receive his letter, and he told them to get out of the stock market. He said, get out of the stock market because by the end of this year, you're not going to recognize America. And he bases this really upon what's happening with the stock market. I'm sure he recognizes the fact the market is manipulated. The market was down almost 150 points today. And then, of course, at the end of the day, they ran the market back up again. They have to do that. They have to manipulate the stock market so that you feel good. If the stock market is dropping, you feel bad. If the stock market is going up, most people feel good, and they report it every day on television, but it's all a mirage. The working group on financial markets manipulates the stock market. It's perfectly legal. The only thing is they do not want the public to know what's happening. They don't want them to know that they manipulate the stock market. And if you see the stock market going up on a low volume, in other words, it's not that a lot of people are buying stock, but selective people are buying stock, and they're bidding the stock up to get the Dow Jones up. And it's certainly when you only have to worry about 40 stocks, it's pretty easy to manipulate the stock market. Well, then, of course, Richard Russell simply is talking about getting out of stocks, and it's interesting that so many people are getting out of stocks now. Of course, they don't know what to do with their money. How do you invest your money? Well, they're going into the bond market, and an awful lot of people are going into the bond market, and because they're going into the bond market, why they're certainly lowering the interest rates. In other words, they don't have difficulty selling the bonds. More and more people want them. So the interest rate is dropping. The value of the bonds are going up. But one of these days, very, very soon, why? Because the interest rates are going to go up again. And all those people who are in bonds suddenly are going to begin to lose money because when the interest rates rise, the price of the bonds false. And the other thing is, of course, a lot of people are buying, well, they're gambling a little bit, they're buying junk bonds. And, of course, if the companies simply default on their bonds, if even the major corporations default on their bonds, as the government did with Chrysler, people thought that, well, there's no way they could possibly lose. They had bonds, and they were guaranteed by all the extensive holdings of Chrysler, and the government simply changed the rules. The whole system, economic system we have now, is built upon trust. You borrow money, you pay money back. You're a corporation, you borrow money from the people who buy your bonds, and of course you pay the bonds off. You pay interest rate for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and then you pay back the original amount. And of course, people, they would have coupons of those bonds that cash them in. They get money all the time. But increasingly now, the interest rate is falling, so that instead of getting 6 or 8% interest as you used to in the past, now you get 1%, 1.5%. And this is certainly not impacting only on the people. It's impacting on the insurance companies and on the pension funds, who ordinarily, of course, when they calculate, of course, their value of their holdings, they figure they're going to make 6 or 8, about 8% a year. That's the average. But what happens when you own bonds and you're only getting 1% interest? Or 1.5% interest? Well, of course, then you're not making enough money to make your pension fund, your insurance fund feasible. And then what happens if the value of the bonds falls or the value of the stocks fall? It's estimated right now that the public pension funds, really the state pension funds across America, are down $3 trillion. In other words, here in California alone, the pension funds at the present time are $500 billion in debt. But a lot of this money is invested in stocks and bonds, and if they collapse, why, of course, that fund could go up to $1 trillion or $2 trillion. Where's the money going to come from? And it isn't there. One of the people primarily responsible for what we have was Willie Brown. He was a mayor of San Francisco for a time, but before that, he was the gentleman who was the Speaker of the Assembly there in Sacramento. And he played footsie with the labor unions. If they wanted more in the way of pension benefits, if they wanted more in the way of health benefits, he gave it to them, and they gave him a lot of money to get him reelected. And that was the way the game was played. And then, of course, they gave him money so he could elect the other Democrats in the state Senate and the state Assembly. And they had a great thing going. They got reelected, and the public employees got better and better benefits. You couldn't actually retire here. You know, at 50 years of age, and of course, if you play it right and you have a lot of time, or perhaps you have a lot of saved up vacation time, and you pay yourself that at the very last year, well, then, of course, your retirement pay will be based upon the highest salary you ever got, which was your last year. Some of these people are retiring at age of, 50. And they're going to get something $6 or $7 million in benefits during the retirement years. And not only that, but many of them will go to work for somebody else and they get a pension there. And then they'll go to work for somebody else and they get a pension there. And we've got all these pensions. But ladies and gentlemen, there's no money to pay them. What's going to happen? The whole house of cards is going to come down. And what did Willie Brown say? Willie Brown was asked, what's going to happen? I mean, certainly, how is the state going to actually pay all this money that you have guaranteed, that you, when you were Speaker of the Assembly, guaranteed the unions? And Willie Brown smiled and said, the state's just not going to pay them. The state's not going to pay them. And I think you're going to have to realize this is what's going to happen. We're going to see pension funds suddenly reneging on their promises. There's no money. Insurance companies promise you annuities, life insurance, payment payouts. They're not going to have the money. And then where is it coming from? The federal government's not going to have the money to go ahead and bail this out. And, of course, it's all the whole house of cards built upon a prosperity for everyone. The whole house of cards is going to come tumbling down. It's been tried repeatedly in the past, and it's never worked, and it's not working now. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-1. War. Now, I'm sorry, that's not the number you call. That's the number you call if you want to buy something. If you want to give us a call here at the studio, it's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Richard Russell said, in the past I've suggested that people get into utilities, electric utilities, other utility districts, because here you're going to be able to get a good income, a good return on your money. What do I say now? And, of course, this is a rhetorical question by Richard Russell, and his response was, get out of everything except gold and gold-related stocks, but get out of everything in the stock market and get out of bonds, get out of everything, and get into gold and gold-related things that he said, because basically what work we face today is inflate or die. They have to simply keep pouring money out, or we're going into a terrible deflation. In fact, we could end up with an inflationary depression, and that's probably the worst of all worlds. But Richard Russell says they're going to have to inflate or die. And, of course, already why they're talking about quantitative easing. Now, they use these terms simply to confuse you common people out there, because you're not supposed to know what quantitative easing is, and that means that we're just going to expand the money supply. We're going to make money up out of nothing, like they did in the Weimar Republic, like they did in Rhodesia under the auspices of the U.S. State Department, where we destroyed a viable country. And, of course, we've impoverished the people there. The people there have lost everything. I think it was sort of a trial for what they're going to do here. We're dealing with evil people. It was Henry Kissinger who actually was responsible for the terrible tragedy there. Henry Kissinger went on television in Rhodesia and promised the people, if things ever got out of hand, that America would come to their help. Well, today they have 80% unemployment. Half the people fled the country. Rape, torture are commonplace by the government that we're keeping in place. Yes, sir, Henry Kissinger promised we'd be there to help them. He's the same fellow who's running America today. But that's another story. We'll be back in a moment. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, I think we lost Scott, who was actually calling us. There we got Scott. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, very good.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Or 464-8295. If you have a question, comment, we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. And right now, we've got Joe on the line. Joe, what do you want to talk about?
Hey, I just want to ask a question. You know how when Jesus was on the cross and they crucified him, and he's on the cross, and almost his final words are, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." You know that, right? So I'm just wondering, you know, these communist criminals that we talk about on your show, I mean, I've researched them at length, and I'm just wondering what you think. Do you think, you know, these are people who, in my mind, they know what they're doing. They're not the type that Jesus talked about, forgive them for they know not what they do. And I'm just wondering what your take is on that. Do you think that they are forgivable in Jesus' eyes? Hello? Hello?
Oh, yes, Joe, I think that they are forgivable. In fact, if you simply let yourself hate them, why, you'll lose out. I mean, the best thing you can do for them is to pray for them. If you don't, why, it'll eat away at you. You have to be philosophical. You have to realize this is God's battle. And vengeance, what the Lord said was, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And we are not to seek vengeance on these people. We're not to go around assassinating people. We're to tell what they're doing is wrong and pray for them. Remember that Paul was one of the greatest sinners, one of the greatest persecutors of Christians, and God touched his life, transformed him. And there's probably nobody who was... Go ahead.
I'm just wondering, do you think they're of the same ilk of the people whom God was saying, forgive them, for they know not what they do? Or do you think that their sin is greater? I know you're not God or anything, but...
Well, I'm sure not. I'm glad I'm not. But basically, I believe that we are to forgive them, and we are to criticize them, or to speak out about what they're doing. But it's up to God, and some of them, it's just possible that they will change. I will tell you that if you pray for people, why, you never know what your prayers will do. And I've seen an awful lot of people, come to the Lord when I was praying for them, and it's just the most amazing thing. Something will happen. Something will transform their life. Do I think that Henry Kissinger is going to change? Absolutely not, but I could be wrong. That's up to God, not up to me.
Okay, one other thing I want to ask you, hello?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, whether you would know this or one of your listeners, I am trying to find out the word in Aramaic for the phrase, united we stand. United we stand. If any of your listeners know what that would be in Aramaic, I'd...
All right, if anybody knows what united we stand is in Aramaic, give us a call. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Okay, let's go
Thank
to
you.
Bye-bye. And let's go to Greg, who's calling from Michigan. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
Do you have a question or comment?
I had a question about this woman soldier by the name of Jessica Lynch.
Right. Uh-huh.
The only thing I ever heard about her was the establishment line about her, so I didn't hear what the real story was about her.
Well, basically, she was with a unit that came under fire, and she was captured by the Iraqis. She was wounded. They took her to the hospital. They were taking good care of her. But they needed certainly the Defense Department needed a heroine. They needed a story of courage. So they sent, here she's being well cared for in the Iraqi hospital. They send this Special Forces team in to rescue her, and then they tell about how she was there, and she was fighting it out of the last bullet. And none of this was true. It was all conjectured, basically, because they wanted a hero to rally this public support behind the war. She came out afterwards and said, the truth of the matter is, I wasn't a hero. I wasn't shooting, I wasn't just shooting a gun there and fighting. So basically, it was just more of the pablum that they put out for the gullible people.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you, sir.
Okay, God bless. And let's go to Susan, who's calling from Freedom Forum in Santa Cruz. Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Just doing great, thanks.
All right, fine. Well, just hold a moment. Well, why don't you go ahead and tell us now? I understand the Freedom Forum is doing great, getting good crowds out. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. And people get to hear local announcements or make local announcements and find out what's going on around town.
All right, fine. Well, now, what's the latest announcement then?
Well, the latest is next event will be 3 live speakers on our PG&E smart meters, Really Smart. And all city councils in Santa Cruz and the Santa Cruz County Board of Supervisors have called for a moratorium.
All right, fine. Hold that thought. Where is the meeting going to be?
It's going to be at the Live Oak Grange, 1900 17th
Hold
Avenue.
That thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Okay, Susan, this will be broadcast locally here, so you go ahead and get the information out, because this will be heard out to all of our listeners in the Monterey Bay area. Where is this next meeting going to be, and what is it going to be?
Okay, it'll be Wednesday, September 15th at 7 p.m. at the Live Oak Grange, 1900 17th Avenue in Santa Cruz, and it's free. You just get off on the SoCal Avenue exit off of Highway 1. And Watsonville, the city, just yesterday voted for an ordinance against the installation of PG&E smart meters, which an ordinance is enforceable by police powers. And these pulsed microwave meters transmit private information about your home. They can tell when you wake up, when you come home, when you go on vacation, or take a hot shower. And so previously that was private and protected information. Plus, you can't opt out of the 24 hours a day pulsed microwave. So we're going to have 3 speakers, Dr. Carl Merritt, and he's an electrical and biomedical engineer and an MD specializing in energy and nutritional medicine. We'll have Dennis Norton, Vice Mayor of Capitola, and a 10-year city council member speaking, and Joshua Hart, a journalist who spearheads the campaign to stop PG&E smart meters. So it'll be a fun evening, interesting and informative, and I hope your listeners can make it.
Well, Susan, if you would call me off the air and give me the telephone numbers on those people, we'd love to get them onto our program as well, and perhaps we can help you promote this meeting. Basically, this whole thing is a scam so they can raise our electricity bills, because they want to get us, of course, to stop using electricity. Why should we have electricity here when the people in Baghdad don't have it? And so basically, they want to drive the price of electricity up so high, we're not going to be able to afford to use it. They know exactly what they're doing. PG&E's in on this whole scam.
That's right. Thanks, Dr. Stan, for letting us announce, and
Okay, God bless, and you give me those telephone numbers, will you?
Will do.
Thank you so much. Well, let's go to James, who's calling from South Carolina. Hi, James. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment there?
The troops that you're talking about, I guess they're mercenaries. They're in Iraq.
Oh, yes, they call them contractors.
Who is it that controls these people?
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we have James calling from South Carolina. He was asking about the contractors that we have both in Iraq and in Afghanistan. There's about 200,000 of them there. And, of course, James asks who controls them. Well, they're answerable to the military. But they're funded. They get very, very good salaries because, of course, there is an element of danger there. Some of them are just truck drivers, but some of them are armed mercenaries that function just like military units do, and apparently a lot of the veterans coming back from the war over there, I mean, they get back here and they have no way of making a living. There's no jobs out there, and of course you can get very good pay working as an armed mercenary over there, and so they simply sign up that they're under the Department of Defense. Okay?
I saw something somewhere about the State Department having some people somewhere.
Well, basically, what you're talking about, of course, is the State Department certainly wanted security for their employees over there, and they were actually hiring units put forward by Blackwater. Now, Blackwater, they've changed their name to XE because they were involved in a lot of murders and things of that sort, and actually suddenly smuggling illegal weapons and things of that sort. But that was certainly, despite all that, those things, the State Department still wanted Blackwater. Blackwater certainly somehow or other, all of these things work together in this Brotherhood of Darkness. You have these armed professional killers and mercenaries working for various divisions of our government, but that's what the State Department issue was. They were actually wanted to keep either Blackwater or XE there to guard their personnel.
Thank you, sir.
All right, fine. And so let's go to John, who's calling from Spokane. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And this is Open Lines. And so, we depend upon you calling so we can have somebody to talk to. Hey, how are you doing, John?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Hope you're doing fine, Dr. Stan.
I'm doing real well. In fact, I always love Open Lines because you never know what's going to come up. And believe me, there's no script, so go right ahead.
Well, I just wanted to add 2 cents on the Salmonella situation. My personal opinion is that people shouldn't be too afraid of it. I'm no expert, but my understanding is that when hens lay eggs, because it comes out of the rear quarters, sometimes they get some excrement on the egg. And this is generally where the salmonella can come onto the outer surface of the egg. And when the eggs are washed in the factory, they don't always wash them thoroughly. Or sometimes when you buy them at the store, they appear to be clean. But I think the good recommendation is to always wash the outside of the egg before you crack it. That way you won't introduce anything that's on the outside that you can't see into the egg. And cook them fairly well. And I don't think many people are really going to have a lot of problem with that. I do feel sorry that for the farms that are picked out for the recall, because it's going to be quite an economic hit to have so many hundreds of thousands of eggs from individual farms recalled. But the farms not hit, of course, will benefit by a smaller supply. But anyway, I think, as you said earlier, I think they are overdoing it. And if people will just wash their eggs, that sounds unusual because we're used to just buying them at the store and cracking them without washing them because they look clean. But if you'll wash the outside of the eggs, it shouldn't be a problem.
Well, I think the most important thing is just to cook them well. And Sydney, I think that they're exaggerating this. Of course, what are they talking about? Oh, we've got to have Congress pass some laws so government can solve the problem. Government can't solve any problem. Government creates problems, as I pointed out. You know, oh, all these people are losing their homes. They've had eight separate solutions, eight separate programs, and none of them have worked, and more people are losing their homes than ever before. We'd be a lot better off if we just got the government out of this whole thing. Okay, anything else you want to say, John, before we let you go?
Well, if I may, just a quick point on another topic. I know that the whole situation regarding the Ground Zero Mosque is in the limelight right now, and some people think it's overdone, and some people think that have strong opinions against it. But I just wanted to bring out the thought for people to sort of mull over that it may be that people that are trying to promote a globalist agenda these days are actually helping to promote Islam, although they themselves are not Islamic. And it may possibly fit into Bible prophecy. Some people think that the Antichrist may be Islamic. Others do not. But this one thing we can observe as we're looking around the world is that there appears to be another rise of Islam going on right now in many countries all over the world. So whether or not you're for or against the situation at Ground Zero, we have to really be on our guard, because I think that this could be part and parcel of the globalization process.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, John. I think the important thing to understand is this is a manufactured concept. Now, who is this Iman Faisal, who supposedly is the guy who's behind all of this? He's a guy, if you go up on the Internet, look him up, Iman Faisal, he's been working with the FBI for years. Who's putting up all the money? Why did the city of New York go ahead and pass the paperwork to permit the building of this 13-story building when, of course, the Greek Orthodox Church right across the street, St. Nicholas Church there in New York, right across from the World Trade Center, 9 years, and they can't get a permit to go ahead and rebuild their church, but they could certainly expedite the rebuilding of this building of this. And it's not really a mosque. It's more of a meeting center, Muslim meeting center, overflow. I mean, it's not going to have the typical top on the mosque. It's not going to have the minaret there that we're going to be having the call to worship. Basically, this whole thing is a scam. It is, you've got to choose up one side or the other, and don't choose up either side, because basically we are being prepared for a war with the Muslim world, and they're trying to build up anti-Muslim feelings among our people to get the American people to hate the Muslims. They're working over in the Muslim world to get the Muslim people to hate the Americans, and this whole radical Islamic movement has been funded by the Central Intelligence Agency. We have a wonderful book called The Devil's Game by Robert Dreyfus, we recommended, pointing out how the CIA financed, and of course MI6 worked right along with them, financed the Muslim Brotherhood, financed the radical Islamic movement, financed Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. They even financed Hamas, working right along with the Mossad. They created Hamas. They created all these enemies over there. And now, of course, we're working to build up, certainly, this whole feeling, we're going to have to do something about this terrible Muslim threat, because if we don't kill them, they're going to kill us. And that's how you get a world war going. That's what I believe it's all about, Sean.
Well, may I add one more thought on that?
Sure you can. And then my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And we'll be with Alphonse in just a minute. But go ahead. One more thought, Sean.
Okay. Well, I don't have a Bible verse, but it can be looked up that in one spot in the Gospels, Jesus said that he would one day separate the nations and divide them as the sheep from the goats, depending on how they treated him and of course his followers. And what we can observe today as we look around in the Muslim nations, they are very, very, very intolerant to Christians. Can be very dangerous to express your faith in Muslim nations. So the idea that eventually there may end up being some sort of a a conflict between Islam and Christianity is not contrary to this notion expressed in the Bible that there are sheep and goat nations.
Well, I would far rather convert the Muslims to Christianity than kill them. That would be my thought on it. But I think there's going to be a nuclear war, and I think millions of people are going to die before this thing is over. And I don't think that's what the Lord wants. But I can't speak for him. We're just going to have to wait and see how it plays out. Anyway, John, I share your concern. God bless. Thanks so very much, and let's go
to
Alphonse, who's calling from Detroit. Well, he lives in Detroit, but he's calling from Lansing. Alphonse, do you listen to our station there in Lansing? We do have a station there that broadcasts this time of night.
Yes, Dr. Stan, I pick it up every night. I'm a truck driver, and I actually stop here in Lansing for a couple of hours, and I can catch your entire program. And it's nice to be talking to you, and I've looked at your website. I think it's very extensive and very educational. But I had a question I thought you might be able to answer me that has always plagued me. And when I used to go to Ohio all the time, and I used to cruise through Toledo, at a certain time I used to pick up a guy on the radio. His name is Harold Camping, and I wouldn't exactly call him an evangelist, but he has a timeline, and that timeline is like May 22nd or something like that of 2011. And he's telling everybody to evacuate the church, and because this is going to be the so-called end of the world or what. And this is disturbing to me because I know that the church is the body of Christ. So why would he be telling everybody to leave the church? And he sounds very convincing, and he's very well-versed on the Bible.
All right, first of all, I think that he's not telling them to leave Christianity. He's telling them to leave the organized church, because he claims that the Lord told him that people should leave the organized church because it wasn't preaching the gospel. And certainly, I know who Harold Camping is. He is not a minister. He's an engineer. But he's done a wonderful job of putting together a network of radio stations, family radio. But he's made these predictions in the past, and they haven't panned out. I guess the Lord must have given him the wrong date before, because he had everybody all set to, you know, that the world was going to end a couple of years ago. It didn't, and so he's come back with these things. Basically, of course, there may be some criticism for what many of the churches are doing, but there are good churches out there. It's just it's important to find them. Some of the churches, I said, they preach the gospel, and they simply preach scripture, and God bless them for doing that. I prefer preaching the gospel, but also showing how it applies to what's going on. Certainly, we are great fans of Erwin Lutzer. We carry a number of his books, and he is the senior pastor at the Moody Bible Church in Chicago. But to actually set a date and tell people the world's going to end at that time, I'm not sure this is really biblical. But this is the background, and basically, he's told people to leave the church, but it wasn't to leave Christianity. It was simply because many of the churches were not doing what they should, and that's absolutely true. Certainly, if you look at Rick Warren and the church growth movement, and certainly the emerging church movement, and the Benny Hinn's and all these people, I think these are charlatans. On the other hand, I would not tell everybody to leave the church, because there's some wonderful churches and wonderful ministers out there who are preaching the gospel, and there are a few of them who have the courage to speak out about what's taking place today. Does that answer your question, Alphonse?
Yes, yes, and I appreciate your opinion very much. Thank you.
All right, you're more than welcome, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But certainly the last thing that we want to do is divide the church. Certainly we have difference with other branches of Christianity, or with the Catholic theology, but there are a lot of Catholics who are good Christians. And one of the amazing things that came out of John the 23rd, when, of course, they had their meetings and changed the entire thrust of the Catholic Church, and even though they undermine a great deal of the Catholic theology, why they encouraged Catholics to start reading the Bible. That was the most wonderful thing in the world, you know, certainly years ago. Why only the priest could read the Bible, and the Mass was in Latin, and nobody could understand what the priest was saying, and the Antichrist was all in this ritual that had been around for 1,000 years. And Pope John the 23rd, when they had this enclave, some of the things they did just destroyed, you know, much of the fabric of the Catholic Church. On the other hand, I believe that there are many charismatic and evangelical Catholics today, and certainly we have to work with people of all faiths. Now, as long as they believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ, as long as they believe in the authority of the Scriptures, then we can work together. I can't necessarily work with people from the Muslim faith because, of course, they hold a different point of view. I can certainly respect them as individuals. I can like them as individuals. The last thing we want to do is have anything that's going to engender hatred of Muslims in this country or deprive them of their right to their religion. But I think the fact that we allow diversity of religion in the United States, whereas it not allowed in Muslim countries, shows the strength of our religion and the failure of theirs. And in a Muslim country, if you were born and raised a Muslim and you become a Christian, why, they will kill you. That's the way the system works. And an awful lot of Muslims have converted to the Christian faith and have paid for it with their lives. But let me tell you that there really are exciting things happening. We're getting these stories from all across the world, from Iran and from other countries. We're through the miracle of television, and of course it's illegal to be listening to Western television in Iran, but an awful lot of people are listening, and they're hearing the message of the gospel, and they're becoming evangelical Christians. And we're talking about tens of thousands, you know, on a regular basis in Iran are becoming Christians. You're not hearing about that. And suddenly they put the story of the life of Jesus, put out by Campus Crusade for Christ. They put this onto DVDs in all different languages, and hundreds of millions of these have been passed out throughout the world. And initially, you know, they were just simply shown with movie projectors in Muslim communities. But now, of course, most people have a CD player or a tape player, and now they can watch the life of Jesus in the privacy of their own home. And it is a powerful story, and Muslims and others throughout the world are coming to Christianity. In fact, it may well one day that they'll be sending missionaries to the United States to try to, of course, bring more people into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But it's very obvious to me that this whole issue of the Muslim mosque there in the IO in New York is part of this whole effort to build up hatred of the Muslim religion in preparation for a war with the Muslim world. And of course, once you start that war, you know, when we're over there killing Muslims, which side do you think the average Muslim is going to be on? Is he going to be supporting America killing other Muslims? Or are they going to unite together? And of course, there's no better way to unite the people in Iran behind their government or the Muslims in the Muslim world against the United States than a terrible and brutal war. I fear it's coming, ladies and gentlemen, and we must pray, but pray that I'm wrong, but I fear that I'm not. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly one of the high points of our week is when we have our open lines on Wednesday evening, and we always enjoy these people who call in and the questions that they ask. Some of them I know the
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to help, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And I know that thousands of you are praying for us. You tell us that. You write and tell us that. And we do appreciate it because we've been able to survive when so many other people I know doing what we are doing have, well, they've had personal problems. Some of them have died. Some of them have been killed. Some of them have been sued and bankrupted. And I think the Lord is protecting us. And I only hope and pray that He will continue to protect us as we speak out and we try to speak out, warning people about what's going on and trying to let them understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, Cindy, we've got some great new books. One of them by a good friend, Michael Kaufman. It's called Rebuilding a Broken America. Michael's done a great job on this. So many of the people who lead the conservative and Christian movement today know what's really going on. I will not use their names, but many of them take my newsletters. They know all about the Brotherhood of Darkness, but they will never speak about it. They'll speak about how terrible communism is without mentioning that the Brotherhood of Darkness has financed communism since its inception. Communism is not the enemy. The enemy is the people here at 58 East 68th Street in New York City at the Harold Pratt House and the other ancillaries of this this monster, this financial brutal monster that controls our government and so much of the world today and wants to produce a one-world government and has produced war after war and revolution after revolution in the process. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read Sidney Michael Kaufman's excellent book, America, Fixing a Broken America, I believe the title, Fixing a Broken America. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get Erwin Lutzer's latest book. It's called When a Nation Forgets God. If you haven't read his book, Hitler's Cross, we think it's a very important book. to put things into spiritual perspective. Certainly we carry the book The Hiding Place, Corrie Ten Boom's story of what happened when she was taken to a Nazi concentration camp because she and her family were hiding Jews in Holland. A wonderful and touching story that hopefully will change your life. We have the book Hostage to the Devil by Malachi Martin. We have a 4-tape set of my interviews with Malachi, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. Let me suggest you get his book, Hostage to the Devil, and our 4-tape set of the interviews with Malachi to understand what is going on in the Catholic Church. And then, of course, we do hope that you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And you can read all the books we have. You can read our newsletters. You can watch our DVDs. You can watch the other section we have on videos on the web. So many little things that YouTubes and other videos that will help you to understand what's going on today. And then, of course, we hope that you'll listen to our radio programs there, and, of course, Joyce Riley's radio programs. They're both up there on the web. We have a satellite there, a 24-hour-day satellite. And, of course, you can listen to our programs on the radio. GCN programs are broadcast. Certainly, you can listen to them on the telephone. If you check with Dennis, they can give you the exact numbers. You go up to our website and get the website so you can actually listen on the radio, on the cell phone, or radio, pardon me, on the cell phone or on a regular telephone 24 hours a day to Radio Liberty. So you can listen 24 hours a day on the Internet, on the telephone, and then get others to listen. That's your job. Because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, people one day thank you for helping them to understand what's going on. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. Remember our all-day conference on the 17th of October, if you can possibly get here. We've got a great lineup of speakers. The 17th of October, and we're looking forward to seeing you. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners or the staffs or sponsors of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be those of Stephen Frank. And Stephen Frank puts out a fascinating newsletter about what's going on here in California. And a lot of you are going to say, well, why should I be worried about California? I live in New York, or I live in Ohio, or I live in Kentucky, or I live in Michigan, or I live in Illinois. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you should be concerned about California, because if California were an independent country, we would be the 8th largest economy in the entire world. And not only that, but as things go in California, so they go across the nation. We're certainly if the largest or very close to the largest of all the states. We have the largest economy of any of the states. And what happens here is going to influence you. And Stephen has done a wonderful job of pulling together the information that you need to know about what's going on in California. Stephen, thanks very much for being with us. This is a different audience, and so you can repeat some of the things you've said on our other programs.
Dr. Stan, always glad to be with you.
Well, why don't you bring our listeners up to date? You've got some fascinating stories about what's happening with the pension funds and with the state employees and with our economy and what's happening with the corruption in some of our cities. Could you pick up the story?
Well, the pension plans in California, and I know that your show, this show is heard all over the United States, the California pension plans are in no different shape than those in New Jersey, Virginia, Illinois, Massachusetts or Maine. The problem that the people have in any state is that the pension plans are all tremendously underfunded. Here in California, they're underfunded by $525 billion. In Illinois, I believe it's a couple hundred billion dollars. In New Jersey, they're not sure how many billions of dollars is underfunded. And to give you an example, in Los Angeles, their program is so underfunded that by the year 2015, one-third of all the revenues of the city of Los Angeles are going to go just to pay the pension plans off.
But now, how will they be able to finance their police force and their fire department?
Well, that's the big question. They won't. They will not be able to. Over the last 10 years, the city of Los Angeles has had a series of bond measures to improve and increase the number of police. And in government, there's a phrase that money is fungible. By that, they mean you give money to the to a government for police, and it winds up in social services, it winds up in libraries, it winds up in roads, and it winds up in pension plans. So a lot of this money that was meant to go for the police has actually gone for other government services. So what happens in 2015 or before then, as the costs increase, you're going to see the city of Los Angeles either go bankrupt or the city of Los Angeles will raise taxes. My bet is that it goes bankrupt because this year alone, the city of Los Angeles is over $500 million in deficit, and within 2 years, the deficit is going to be over $1 billion. But the same thing could be said for Chicago. I don't know whether you know, Dr. Stan, but Chicago is cutting back on police services, on libraries, on street cleaning, road fixing, because they are out of money as well. Chris Christie, the new governor of New Jersey, has had to make massive cuts in government services.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Great.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess Stephen Frank. We're talking about city in New Jersey making massive cuts in public services. And certainly what we're seeing, I believe, of course, the beginning of the collapse of the infrastructure of our nation. Basically, if you can't fund it, if you can't keep up your streets, you can't keep up your police, you can't keep up your fire department, they should be the last things that they're cutting. They should cut back, certainly, on the libraries. They should cut back on all the welfare and social services. And they're going to be forced to do that, but of course they try to frighten people. Oh, you've got to give us more money for the police. And then they get the money and they pay it in fantastic salaries to their planning department. But you go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, that is part of the problem that they have. Then they have the cost of education. And it's really interesting, as you know, the government educators say that they never have enough money. Well, a study just came out of San Diego, where in San Diego, for the second straight year, the test scores have gone up dramatically, and that's a good thing, except that at the same time, the number of teachers have gone down, and the amount of money being spent on government education has gone down in San Diego, yet they still have higher test scores. So what that says to me and to many others is that the government schools are incompetent and not able to spend the money properly, and that once they're forced to consolidate education programs and just go back to the basics, that's when education does best.
Well, I'd like to say, if there's been more money on Shakespeare than on sex, more money on poetry than certainly on pornography, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they are raping the souls of our children when they start in kindergarten, teaching them about how normal homosexuality is. That's what your tax money is going for. Maybe the best thing that can happen is if this whole system collapses and we can get back and start it all over again. Go ahead, Steve, and though but so many things are happening, why do you think that anybody in their right mind would want to become the governor of the state of California? Meg Whitman has put out, it sounds like, $100 million of her own money, running really very good ads. You know, and certainly I don't necessarily trust her, but when I look at the alternative of Jerry Brown, why, it's a choice between being shot or being hung. I think I'd rather be hung, but be that as it may, certainly Meg Whitman is putting out over $100 million of her own money to win the governorship. It looks to me like, reshuffling the deck chairs on the Titanic. I'd like your thought on that, and we're going to be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Stephen has been talking about the fact that by the year 2015, why, Sydney, there's going to be no way that most of the income of the city of Los Angeles is going. We're talking about 5 years from now. Most of the income is going to go simply to pay for their pensions. That'll mean that of retired police officers and fire department, that means there's no money for paying for teachers, no money to pay for government services, no money to pay for fire department or police officers. It's all going to be going into the pensions, and what are they going to do? Well, I was just asking Stephen about Sydney Meg Whitman. Now, here, this is a phenomenon. This is the woman who came from eBay. She started there when it was a very small company. She built it up into a major company. She made $1 billion on her own, and she spent invested $100 million of that so far in her race for the governor of the state of California. She says that she has a plan to get California moving, but it seems to me like reshuffling the deck chairs on the Titanic. What are your thoughts about the gubernatorial race?
Well, actually, she's already spent $103 million of her own money, and she has promised to spend a total of at least $150 million to become governor of the state of California. And I've been involved in politics here in California for 50 years, and I will tell you, $150 million should be able to buy the state capitol. The problem, of course, is while she may be governor, the Democrats will still have a large majority in the state assembly, a large majority in the state senate, and unlike the Democrats in the New Jersey legislature that have bent to the will of Governor Christie to cut programs, cut unions, cut taxes, the Democrats in Sacramento are such that they won't cut anything. Arnold Schwarzenegger has been governor now for 7 years and has gotten nothing out of them except in his first year a reform of the workers' compensation system. Ever since that, the Democrats have been running the state of California, even though we have a Republican governor. So what Whitman would be facing is a legislature that is still trying to raise taxes. We have a $40 billion deficit, and the goal of the Democrats is to fix that by raising taxes by $4.5 billion, barely a little over 10% of what our deficit is. Won't come anywhere near close to solving our current deficit problem, and we start the new fiscal year at least $20 billion in deficit, and our revenues are down by $91 billion in the first month of the new year. Fiscal year.
No, you're 91 million or 91 billion?
No, $91 million.
No, 91 million. Okay, fine. Go ahead.
But has overspent by $1 billion in the first month. So it's almost, we have almost a $1.1 billion deficit just from that, and it looks like the total deficit for this year will be $20 billion fiscal year, July 1st, 2010 to June 30th, 2011. But today is, we're almost at the end of August, yet we were supposed to have a budget by July 1. We still don't have one, and the state controller has announced that any day now he is going to start issuing IOUs, and at the same time, he's also announced that money that was supposed to go to schools and welfare in the month of September, which is just a few days away, he's not going to give them. He's going to hold back $2.3 or $2.4 million in the month of September. And the school districts, which themselves are in a tight financial spot, are going to be without money in the month of September.
Now, how much is he going to, you said $2.1 million or billion dollars?
$2.3 to $2.4
billion. $2.3 to $2.4 billion he's going to hold back. You know, these amounts of money are just unbelievable, but if they don't have it, they can't come up with it. This is the problem. And what we're seeing is the whole, suddenly the collapsing of the infrastructure of the state of California. Would that be a fairly good appraisal, do you think?
Well, the only difference I would have is you say we are seeing the fall of the infrastructure. The infrastructures are already fallen. If you were to go on our roads today, you would note all over the state that there is a lot of road maintenance programs. And in many areas of the state, unions who are working those programs are on strike and refusing to work because they don't like some of the agreements that they're working under. Quite frankly, they should be glad they have jobs, well-paying jobs. But they're on strike today in California. We have other programs that have been stopped because of lack of money. We have our infrastructure of the state of California has already collapsed. Thanks to the courts, we do not have enough water for the state, for farming or for homes, or for businesses. We're down approximately two-thirds of the amount of water that's needed, and all of that's because of court orders. Our energy is quite high here. Taxes are number one in most cases of all the country. We have, out of the 10 worst municipal areas in the whole country, 7 are in the state of California. So we've already collapsed. I'm sure your listeners know about the infamous city of Bell in Los Angeles County, where the city manager of a town of 37,000 was paid $800,000 in salary, and when you included his benefit package, it was $1.5 million per year.
For a community of 37,000, but weren't they actually lending money to, the city was lending money to the various people on the city council?
Well, they were lending money to high-ranking officials at very low interest rates and to city council members. And the council members, the newest scandal is that they serve, like other council members, on what's called special districts, sanitation, trash, water, etc. And these special districts in the city of Bell met maybe 1 minute a month, literally 1 minute a month, and they would get paid between $12,000 and $14,000 a year to serve on those special committees.
Well, now what's happened there? My understanding is that simply they fired the police department, their fire department. They're going to let this be done by the certainly by the city of Los Angeles. And isn't there going to be an investigation for corruption there? Is the attorney general investigating, or who's investigating?
Well, the legislature is investigating. The district attorney of L.A. County is investigating. The attorney general is investigating. The state controller is investigating. Stan, I think the only ones not investigating are you and me.
Well, I think some people there ought to go to prison. I really do. I mean, certainly the city manager. I mean, he was simply ripping this off. And the poor people paying their taxes, I suppose, what were they doing? Simply borrowing money so they could funnel money to the city manager and a lot of the other people in high positions there in this little tiny city getting these fantastic salaries.
Well, let me give you an example. I live in the town of Simi Valley, home of the Ronald Reagan Library. We're a town of about 118,000 people, just inside of Ventura County. Next to us is L.A. County on our border. Our city council members get paid $14,000 a year, but when you include their benefits, it's now $53,000 a year they get paid. Our city manager has a base salary of $231,000. Which, by the way, is about average for a city of our size. But when you include his benefits, it's $391,000 per year. There's just an awful lot of add-ons. So when somebody says, how much are you getting paid? The city council says $14,000, and everyone thinks, well, that's a little over $1,000 a month, and that's okay. But what they don't know is all the benefits they get. And if you include the benefits, it's actually $53,000, most of which is tax-free.
And here's the trouble is that it's simply the corruption that you have in government. I mean, basically, you can't trust people with money. And people just love to spend other people's money. People love to get large salaries, especially when you can vote them for yourself.
And that's the problem. They can vote them for themselves. For themselves, and most people, our city council meets on Monday night. Almost nobody goes down there. Nobody cares. Our local newspaper protects it. If there's a scandal, the local newspaper very seldom reports on it. If there's a question, it takes an awful lot for the local newspaper to report on it because it's kind of like a buddy system. And so they protect one another. So the people don't know, and the people try to think that government is doing what's best for them. But I will tell you, Dr. Stan, that the times have changed. And as I said before, I've been doing this 50 years, involved in politics and public policy. And I will tell you, I have never seen a time when the people were so angry at government at all levels. And it's not against the Democrat Party. It's not against the Republican Party. It's against all of those in office. Everyone is being blamed, from the water district directors on up to the governor, for the problems that we face. Everybody has responsibility. A moment ago, we talked about the pay of the city of Bell, and the city manager is going to receive a pension of over $600,000 a year. And they had to get a waiver to do this, and the state pension system, CalPERS, agreed to it.
We'll be back in just a moment with Stephen Frank. Now, that is the pension for the city manager of the city.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
At the present time, $3 trillion that more that they need to fund other responsibilities here in California. It's over $500 billion, and certainly the rest is across the country. But a lot of these pension funds are invested in property. It's invested in the stock market and in bonds, and those are going to go down when the next dip comes down, and it'll double the amount that the people are behind. And then what happens, Stephen? There's no money. There's no possible means by which this can be paid off. Stephen was saying they're contracts. And those contracts, even the laws here in the state of California, that says that the first dollar that will be paid, the state will pay. Will not be for, you know, salaries for state employees, will not be for education, will not be for health, it will be for the pensions.
Well, let me give you another part of the problem. You say that we won't be able to pay them, and you're correct. But in my newsletter, the California Political News and Views, I broke a story in January of this year that affects not only California, but my belief is every other state. Until December of 2009, the state of California had a law that bonds issued by government could not have an interest rate higher than 6%. And actually, we were paying between 3 and 4% for our bond money. And the state treasurer found that he had a problem being able to sell the bonds at that low an interest rate. So in December of 2009, the treasurer goes to the state legislature, and they change the cap from 6% on interest on paying for bonds to 14%. And, of course, as you can figure out, if we had to pay 10, 12, or 14% interest on our bonds, we would just go broke overnight. And the good news is that's one way of getting rid of government buildings. We'd have to turn over the buildings to Wall Street in payment for our bonds because we could not afford that type of interest rate.
Well, what actually happened? Did they actually renege on some of their bonds, or what happened?
Well, they could not. It wasn't a problem of reneging on bonds. They were unable to sell bonds, and so they have to continue to pay higher interest rates because the state of California has the lowest bond rating of any state in the union except, I believe, Louisiana. And so the lower your rating, the higher the interest rates for your bonds. Most of our bonds are truly junk bonds. Some of them will never get repaid. We already have one city, the city of Vallejo, which is in Solano County near San Francisco. And this is a city of over 100,000. They went bankrupt, and the courts got rid of all the union contracts because the union contracts were killing the city. But the pension plan is still a problem because they don't have money to pay for the pensions because their revenues are down, but they're also unable to pay their bonds. So those are being renegotiated. But in most parts of California, cities are having a hard time paying for the bonds. And under state law, the pensions have to be paid for, and second is the bonds. So by the time you get down to real government, you're not going to have any money left. So what the treasurer decided was, instead of the cap at 6%, he got the legislature to raise it to 14%. And that's just so outrageous that we couldn't afford to sell bonds at that interest rate.
Well, have they actually sold anything at, you know, at 6, 8, 10% interest rates, you know? Because this is certainly a way that you have to funnel the taxpayers' money to your friends who are lending you the money.
No, exactly. No, they haven't. But the reason that Lockyer gave, the state treasurer gave, for requesting this change was that he wanted to be prepared for the future, that when we will be paying that amount.
But you see, you cannot do that because, of course, you know, in just a few years, you'd double your money. I mean, at 14%, what would it be? 6 years, you'd double the amount you had to pay?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly correct. Right now we have tremendous, we are over the limit at the state level on the amount of bonds that we should have outstanding, yet they still want more bonds.
And, of course, I hope the people will vote them down. We put out $3 billion, for research, on embryonic stem cells that do not work. I mean, whether you believe in the sanctity of human life has nothing to do with the issue. Embryonic stem cell research does not work. I think it's morally wrong. Well, we put out $3 billion for it because we wanted to save Superman and Michael Fox. And, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes I wonder if we really should have state initiatives. Okay, Stephen, you go right ahead. When we get all of our stations back on board, I want you to get out the information on how they can get your newsletter, but we've got about 2 minutes before that comes. Go right ahead.
Well, the biggest problem is, and you've hit it on the head, the people of California have continued to vote for bonds. They think we need more parks. They think we need more libraries. They think we need to give government schools more money. They think we need $3 billion for stem cell research, which actually costs $6 billion, because by the time it's paid back, $3 billion in interest for the $3 billion you borrowed.
And they say, they tell us, oh, but this doesn't cost you any money when you, about the bonds, this doesn't raise your taxes, this doesn't cost any money. How could they say that? And yet I remember reading that, and this bond issue is not going to cost you any money.
Well, let me give you an example of how outrageous it is. The city, if you ask the superintendent of the Los Angeles Unified School District, how much money do we spend on educating students each year in LAUSD, his answer will be somewhere over $10,000, or he may even say $11,000, and he is a liar when he says that. California Watchdog, which is an investigative service here in California, did a survey of LAUSD. And, you know, there are monies for the classroom, there are monies for the teachers and the buildings, but they left out all of the bond money that has to be repaid. So when you include the cost of the bonds per student, LAUSD spends $30,000 a year per student to teach, and at least one-third of the students are illegal aliens.
$30,000 a year per student for education. I don't think we're getting our money worth.
Well, they have, you have to consider, this is a school district that has 60% dropout rate, 60. It's not merely that we're not getting our money's worth, it's a total crime that we're spending $30,000 a year on a district that has a 60% dropout rate.
Well, that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess to Stephen Frank. Stephen, before we go on, I want you to get out your email and tell people how they can get in touch with you and subscribe to your newsletter. I think it's I get 100 emails a day, but yours is one that I always read because I think you've got a great deal of information there, and the price is right. Our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question from out across America, but right now, Stephen, why don't you get information out on how people can get in touch with you and get your newsletter?
They can get my newsletter directly by going to capoliticalnews.com and subscribing, and you're correct. It is very cheap. It's free, and all they have to do is just sign up, give their name and email address and zip code, and they will begin receiving the newsletter immediately. That's capoliticalnews.com, and that stands for California Political News and Views.
All right, fine. And certainly, Stephen was basically talking about what does it cost to educate a student in Los Angeles. Well, basically, of course, they will tell you that it costs $10,000 or $11,000 a year. But that doesn't take into account all of the money that they borrowed to build the buildings and the other thing, the money that they have borrowed for the school. And basically, if you calculate it, it's over $33 billion?
No, it's $30,000 per student.
$30,000 per student.
With a 60% dropout rate.
Right, and what percentage of those are illegal immigrants?
About a third.
And basically, of course, the whole thing is that within 5 years, why, of course, what is it, 85% of the of all the income is going to go to the pension funds, so there won't be any money for the education?
The state of California is in the, it's kind of watching a train wreck in slow motion. As I read the newspapers every day, as I find all these stories every day, I find all these problems. For instance, they just opened up a brand new school in Los Angeles. One school costs $587 million to build. One school. Three schools that they've opened in the last 2 years, the cumulative cost of three schools, $1.3 billion. I mean, when you have those numbers, you got to understand what trouble a school district is in.
Well, I suspect that the contracts for a lot of this building goes to the people who are friends of the people who are running the school system and running the government. And, of course, there'll be union contracts, and the unions workers will make a lot of money, and the contractors will make a lot of money. And, of course, it's all going to have to be paid for, and it's been paid for with bonds. But what happens when Los Angeles defaults on their bonds? What happens when cities and communities and states all across America default on their bonds? Well, let's go to Tony calling us from Michigan. Hi, Tony. How are you doing? What part of Michigan are you from?
Hi. Grand Blanc.
Okay. Go ahead.
Grand Blanc. Okay, Stephen. He was talking about how bad the economy is in California. Well, you know how bad it is in Michigan.
Well, I know
I
that,
ask Stephen,
that Detroit's becoming a farming community.
Yes, it is. What I want to ask you is, how can we afford to have a war in Afghanistan, soldiers in Iraq, and they're using millions and millions of dollars, and the country's falling apart?
Well, let me tell you that there's a Democrat senator from the state of Colorado by the name of Bennett, and yesterday he gave a speech, and he announced that after almost $1 billion worth of stimulus money, the country got nothing for it. And as you may know, we have now spent more money under President Obama on stimulus that's got us nowhere than we have spent on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, I think that he basically is underestimating, because, of course, the Obama stimulus was about $867,000, and then, of course, probably close to $1 trillion. But then the Federal Reserve System has put out $1.5 trillion simply buying it. So it's probably $2.5 trillion, but you're right. Why, certainly, we've got absolutely nothing. Things are going from bad to worse. And, Tony, I think you're absolutely right. Why are we doing this? Well, I personally believe that there are some people who want to destroy this country, and I think they're doing a pretty good job of it.
Pretty good job of it. Because our infrastructure is a mess.
Well, that's correct. Our roads, our highways, our bridges, our schools.
Everything.
Not up to date. And here's the bigger problem. If you look at bond measures in Michigan or bond measures in Texas or California, you have to ask your question, who is paying for the campaigns to pass these bonds? And when you look at the donors to it, it's all the construction companies and unions that will then get the jobs once the bonds are approved. It's all special interest stuff. This has nothing to do with good government. It has to do with the special interests from big corporations to unions using the people to gain profit for themselves.
And we're going to pay for it, Tony.
Plus, we are borrowing money.
Amen.
We are borrowing from China, borrowing from here, and we can't afford it. We just print paper.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tony. The thing is that it's very, very quietly, China's beginning to dump their investments. They've actually cut back $100 billion in investments during the past year, and they're taking that money and they're investing it in the oil sands up in Canada and the oil offshore oil drilling in Brazil. The Chinese are investing the money that they've had in America and other countries, and they're not continuing to buy either our...
And Stan.
Yes.
We owe more than China. We owe Japan.
Oh,
yeah. A lot of different countries we owe.
Well, I tell you what, we're in real trouble, Tony, and God bless you.
But God is good.
Amen to that.
Have a blessed evening.
And you too. Bye-bye. Well, let's go to Herman, who's calling from Carmel. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest, of course, is Stephen Frank, who puts out, of course, a political letter. And let me suggest, if you want to know what's going on in California, and believe me, California is a reflection of what's going on across America, you get this newsletter, The Price is Right. But even more than that, the information is fascinating. I get a lot of free information, but most of it I don't read. I always read what Stephen puts out. We have Herman calling from Carmel. Herman, do you have a question or comment?
Abraham Lincoln once stated that if America is ever to be destroyed, it would be with us providing the means to do it. that no foreigner would be able to overpower us.
I think the quotation was, of course, at what point should we expect the approach of danger by? How should we fortify ourselves against it? Should we expect some foreign tyrant to step the ocean and crush us with a blow? Never. All the armies of Asia and Africa and Europe combined could never make a mark on the Blue Ridge or take a drink from the Ohio, not in 1,000 years. If destruction be our lot, we ourselves must be its authors and finishers. As a nation of free men, we shall live through all time, or die by suicide. And Lady and Herman were dying by suicide.
Unfortunately, yes, but thank you for your program and also for your work, Mr. Frank. Question regarding industries and businesses leaving California, and I know it's accelerating. What's going to happen when all the businesses have left California?
Well, you live up in Carmel, and near you lives a friend of mine up in Monterey County who has a construction business. And thanks to Governor Schwarzenegger and the Democrats, we have a bill called AB 32, which is to set the levels of greenhouse gases at 1990 levels. And for him to be able to meet the requirements of AB 32, his small construction company has to spend $15 million to buy brand new equipment, and he has 40 employees, and he told me over the weekend that if he were able to get the $15 million, he would then have to fire 20 of his 40 employees in order to keep the business open. So I suspect that my good friend is going to be leaving the state and doing business, construction business elsewhere, because he can no longer afford to do business in California. And what's going to happen is that California is going to be a state of the very, very rich, the very, very poor, and the illegal alien, and the middle class, and the very rich that don't want to become poor because of government will move out of state. The state of California is in a Great Depression, has been for 2 to 3 years, and the policies of the state from AB 32 to SB 375 all the way to the highest taxes in the country, we're going to stay in the Great Depression for many years to come.
And I think that basically when they've raised it, probably they're going to end up raising the income tax. When they do, more and more wealthy people will pick up and leave. Because when you raise the taxes, people are not going to pay them. They're just going to leave the state. And then what's going to happen? But go ahead, Herman. Did you have another question?
What about underground workers or this whole illegal alien situation? Do you feel that that's going to get resolved?
Well, the illegal alien situation is going to get resolved. I think that the American public is getting angrier and angrier by the day. But I did in my newsletter today a story out of Houston where in the Houston area, the Obama administration is currently giving amnesty to illegal aliens. And here's how they do it. If you're an illegal alien and you get picked up and the administration finds out you haven't broken any new laws in the last 2 years, they will release you back to the street and allow you to stay in the country. That is called amnesty. And several hundred people have already received that in Houston. The Houston Chronicle broke the story a few days ago, and now we're looking for other places in the country where literally the policy of the Obama administration is to give amnesty. That story came out in the California Political News and Views late this afternoon, and it's a danger. Our administration, the president, is failing to uphold his oath of office.
But I think, Stephen, what people really have to know is that this is all part of the plans, the same as the outsourcing of our jobs, the offshoring of our manufacturing and certainly our factories. They want the illegal immigrants to come in here to drive down the salaries, and this is what it's all about. And until the American people understand that this is all part of the attack on America, and it doesn't begin elsewhere, it begins in Washington, D.C., and it begins with the people who control the Obama administration, the same ones who control the Bush administration, the Clinton administration, until we understand that there are these globalists who have a different agenda and they really want to lower our living standards. When you understand that, you can understand why they've shipped 8 million of our jobs out, and that was just as part of this offshoring system. It had nothing to do with the recession. We've lost another $5 million since the recession began, and this whole thing is contrived. They really do, I believe, want to impoverish our people, and they're doing a great job. But unless we address the issue, why we're just going to see, oh, isn't it terrible? Isn't Obama terrible? Yeah. Obama, I believe, simply does what he's told to do.
Well, whether he's doing it because he wants to or what he's told to do, it's quite obvious that the policy of the White House is to impoverish the people of the United States. Worse than that, over Obama, with Obamacare, we literally have Dr. Kevorkian, in the name of Dr. Berwick, running the show. We've already seen last week a drug needed for women with breast cancer is now going to be withheld from them because this man doesn't think it should be used. So we're beginning to see the effects of Obamacare, and the first victims are women.
Anything else, Sherman, you wanted to say before we let you go?
Regarding the North American Union, do you, Mr. Frank, do you foresee that that will be pushed at some point in the future?
Well, the good news is that after November 2nd, all of that type of stuff will stop. And so it may be a few years before we see it again. It looks like the Republicans are going to take over the House of Representatives. At this time, they've learned their lessons. It's quite possible the Republicans will take over the Senate. And this time, instead of having moderates and liberals like Arlen Specter and Murkowski and Robert Bennett and some of the others, these folks are being replaced by solid conservative Republicans in the Senate. And that alone is going to change the attitude and the policies once we get past January 1st, 2011.
I think that these are exciting times, Herman. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens at the end of this year. Oh, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Well, we'll check out your newsletter. And then finally, any comments about Governor Schwarzenegger? Do you think he has grander ambitions politically?
I hope he does, because if he tries to run again, he will be defeated in the worst possible way. Is literally at this moment, Herman, no one in Sacramento, Republican or Democrat, they even talked to the guy. He is the lamest of lame ducks. He is an ego-driven amateur who has driven a stake into the heart of this state. And everyone, Republican, Democrat, now sees that he was a bad choice, and he can't run for the U.S. Senate. He can't run for the presidency. I think he's going to retire and just smoke his cigars and laugh all the way to the end of his life.
What was your opinion on Willie Brown?
Willie Brown may have been the smartest politician in my lifetime, and I've been doing politics since 1960 here in California. And he was bright. He knew how to get things done. And on a personal level, I like the man. I've met him on a few occasions. He is easy to meet, warm, but he is hardcore. He gets what he wants. And quite frankly, I'd rather have him as Speaker of the Assembly now than what we have. I wouldn't have even mind having him as governor rather than Schwarzenegger. He would have been a much better governor.
Well, I don't. All right, fine. Thank you so much for calling, Herman. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Stephen Frank. We're simply talking about politics here in California. But, of course, what happens in California is going to affect the entire nation, as Stephen is saying. Certainly in 5 years, certainly the city of Los Angeles will be bankrupt. And this will be true of many of our other states here in California. There's some places out in the Central Valley. They've got, in some of the communities, got 20, 30, even 35 to 40% unemployment, thanks, of course, to Governor Schwarzenegger's refusal to stand up against the federal government and saying, we're not going to let you take our water away from our farmers, but Arnold has certainly gone along with a lot of these things. Well, maybe he just thinks that he doesn't dare stand up. If he was a man of courage, why, he'd be a good Terminator. Well, why don't you go ahead and just, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program, Stephen.
Well, these are going to be very troubling times.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
By joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help, but you do support what we're doing, why, we ask for you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, certainly, we're heading into very difficult times. If you want to understand what's going on financially, let me suggest my two talks. One is the Financial Tsunami. The other is the Financial Armageddon. There are syllabuses with both of those talks, information that you will need to understand what's going on. We have a talk, it's called The Secret, and it will introduce you to this idea that there is another dimension there that you can tap into, but we warn you not to try to tap into the other dimension. This is, of course, what Oprah Winfrey, the reason that she's so well paid, is because she's leading people into this alternative spirituality that, of course, can lead to eternal damnation. If you'd like to know what it's about, we've got a great a DVD series. It's called They Sold Their Souls. for rock and roll. They sold their souls for rock and roll, and you can get the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version, and I promise you will never look at the world through the same eyes again after you've seen this series. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set on the supernatural. We actually have a four-tape set on satanic crimes. And then, of course, we have the book, Satanic Crimes, and we recommend this. That really, of course, goes into the satanic activities of the Bilderberger Group. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Bilderberger Group, some of the wealthiest men in the world. We have a book called The Franklin Scandal. The Franklin Scandal that goes into the background of a pedophile ring that began at Boys Town and went into the very White House itself, and this has been totally covered up here. Why should we be surprised, though? Certainly Barney Frank, the chairman of the House Banking Committee, is an avowed homosexual. His homosexual lover was running a homosexual prostitution ring out of his home and taking people on tours of the White House at nighttime. Why should we be surprised? You need to get the book, The Franklin Scandal. We have another book. It's called A Terrible Mistake. It's the story of Frank Olson. You remember years ago, there was some fellow who worked for the CIA, who took some LSD, and he jumped out a window? Well, that's the story you were told, but that isn't what really happened. You need to get the book, A Terrible Mistake. It's 700 and some odd pages, but fascinating information. You need to understand that they killed people in America who reveal secrets. You need to get our four tape set on the USS Liberty. It's my interviews, 4-CD set, my interviews with the survivors of the Liberty, who were told they would be killed if they ever revealed what happened. That day in 1967 when the USS Liberty was attacked, we've got the four-tape set, and believe me, these people lived in fear for 20 years. It wasn't until they finally had the courage, a few of them got the courage to speak out, and then one by one they came forward and told the truth about what happened on a terrible day, when, of course, the people in Washington, D.C. wanted to kill all the men on the American ship, the USS Liberty. So you certainly want to get that four-tape set. You want to get the four-CD set on how they killed Martin Luther King. You want to get the four-CD set on deadly assassins. You want to get the four-CD set on Bobby Kennedy. Yes, they killed Bobby as well. And we've got two four-tape sets on how they killed Kennedy. We've even got a 2-hour interview with Lyndon Johnson's mistress, and she'll tell you who attended the meeting the night before when they planned the assassination. J. Edgar Hoover was there. Richard Nixon was there. I said, well, that's another story. We're running out of time, but we ask you, of course, to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers. Remember, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is the 25th of August, 2010. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for caring about your world. You know, there's a whole lot of stuff out there that we want to know, and we're not satisfied when we listen to television. Well, that is unless you watch DIY. You know, there are some very good shows on television, even if you've got cable. Dish Direct, they've got some very good shows. But you know, you've got to be discriminating. But just think about the landscaping shows, the decorating shows, the cooking shows. It's all really good. But you get into the agenda shows such as, well, I don't have to tell you. And it gets to be really trite over and over again. Right now, television is focusing on the primaries held last night. Florida seems to be of a little bit of interest, maybe Alaska with Murkowski. But McCain in Arizona, well, he was a shoo-in again. Did anybody really, really think anyone would have a chance against McCain, given the fact that they control the machines? Well, that's the sad part, ladies and gentlemen, is that I don't think we have a real election. And I don't think there's ever the nail-biting, there's never the interest in it anymore, because we pretty much know that the incumbents are going to get it almost every time, even with all that's been done with the stimulus package, the bailouts. They're still voting back in the incumbents. It's just kind of, I don't get it. Well, maybe they, those who control the machines, will control the country. In the news, we're looking at more and more assaults on our privacy. Scientists